So I'm running out of topics of mezuzah I've got. But starters of stories about mezuzah, it's getting a little bit harder. So I Googled for mezuzah stories, okay? Mezuzah stories. And I got a great one from the Lubavitch Rebbe's, about the Lubavitch Rebbe, from the Chabad website. Take it or leave it if it's true or what all the details, but it's a good segue, a little bit of a good segue, a little bit of a stretch into our topic, but I got to start with the story. So the story goes, there is someone who's not from, and they didn't have children for many years, and the sister-in-law or the brother-in-law of these people were from and were Chabad or connected to the Rebbe. So they told this in this irreligious couple, they told them that you should get a bracha from the Rebbe to have children. Fine, nothing to lose. They don't really believe in the Rebbe, they didn't know who the Rebbe was, but they said they're going to go get a bracha from the Rebbe. So they get a bracha from the Rebbe. The Rebbe doesn't know if they're from or not from when you go in front of the Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, he says that he understands the issue. You should put up mezuzahs in your house. And that's it. These non-religious people, nothing to lose again. So they take the sister-in-law and brother-in-law who was from, go to the Sfarim store, they get him all these mezuzahs, whatever it is. They put up mezuzahs around the whole house. A year later, they have a baby. 2 years later, they have another baby. It's not the end of the story. This is in the 1980s. Yeah? When did the Lubavitch Rebbe not die? I think it was 90. So 94. He didn't die. And so, but it just must have been to the end of his life, the 1980s. End of the 1980s we're talking about. So it's towards the end of the Rebbe's life. Fast forward to September 11th, 2001. And the father, this irreligious, non-religious father, so he's coming. This is up on his door, but he's still not from it all. Is a first responder in September 11th. And he's by the two towers, and something falls on him. And apparently he's knocked out, unconscious, right before the towers fell or whatever it was. He doesn't know what happened, but sure enough, he ends up, he was lost for a couple of days. Everyone's praying for him. They find him in a hospital. And then he survived. So they tried to figure out how he survived, because he was there when it was a kid. Why how did he get moved, or whatever the situation was? It turns out that there was a firefighter who was there who saw this first responder get hit and risked his own life to pick this guy up and to move him out of harm's way so that when the towers fall, whatever, he put him on the side, whatever the details were, he was out of the direct falling and he was able to survive. Now, why did this firefighter do this? He was busy doing other stuff. Why did he move? Why did he take his own time and risk his life to move this person? So they track down the firefighter and he says, "And because I recognize this man." How do you recognize this man? He says, "My son," says the firefighter, "is in the same big public school as this guy's son. And so I recognized him. I said, look, I'm risking my life doing other things, but here, I know this guy from the school, so I'll take him and I'll move him and I'll risk my own life." And he ended up saving his life. All because, what Lubavitch Rebbe said, to put up mezuzahs. Had a son, and the mezuzah power, says Chabad website, lasted so much to save the father on 9/11. Okay. That was the brachas of the Rebbe. I've got a more practical question, which you've all been attacking me for. Brachas on the mezuzah. What bracha do you make on the mezuzah? We've talked about it. You guys all have all your pshatim on it. Now we're going to do it l'maisa l'maisa. What bracha do you make on a mezuzah? And a trickier question, what bracha do you make when you put up your friend's mezuzah? Same bracha, different bracha. The mezuzah doctor should know this halacha because he goes around putting up mezuzahs. And I hope the goal of this chabura, mostly the goals of the chabura, at least this Sunday morning one, is to make your life easier and come out with a final ruling. The point of this chabura is to completely confuse you as much as possible, so you walk out of this chabura absolutely confused, which is what I ended up with myself. But we'll start very simply. What bracha do you make on putting up a mezuzah in your house? No? Simple. It should be three words. Give me the three words. No? What bracha do you make? Or two words. So likboa mezuzah. So bracha to Hashem, okay, come and shake some sabbat. Sivanu, likboa, 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 mezuzah.
Why did you say three words?
All right, okay, because I'm two words is fine. We'll get to the three words in a second.
Out the third word.
Okay, so I want to start off, and this is why it's confusing, because we're going to start off what I don't want there to be a nunnik to say at some point. Meaning, there is a Yerushalmi, which this... No, I'm looking right at you. Yeah? Don't bother me with this shita, okay? Don't bother me. There is a Yerushalmi. There is a Yerushalmi, which you could be right, but it's wrong. Yeah? The Yerushalmi says you make a bracha al mitzvas mezuzah, which is a very creative and interesting idea. And in fact, no less an authority than the Vilna Gaon cites this. The Vilna Gaon on Megillah says Visham Amar al mitzvas mezuzah. So I just want to be clear, in case anyone asks me this question, well, how come you don't make al mitzvas mezuzah like we make on some other brachos? The answer is, okay, you got a Yerushalmi that backs you up. The Vilna Gaon likes it. The Bach likes it. Everyone else doesn't like it at all. Interestingly, if you look at the footnotes of the new fancy tour, we don't even have a tour here at all. That's on our list of stuff to get in this room, right? If you look at the fancy tour I have in my house, the Machon, I think, Yerushalayim, you look at the footnotes, which were printed in the recent edition, and they note that different girsas, nusachs, you know, the different manuscripts of the Yerushalmi, some different manuscripts don't have that nusach of al mitzvahs mezuzah, and therefore perhaps that's why it's not accepted. Yeah.
That question applied to almost any bracha? Like.
Okay, so I'm getting to it. But first I have to get rid of the nunnik. So no one should ask me why al mitzvahs mezuzah, because there is a Yerushalmi, we don't follow it. So what else could it be? So all other brachos, what else do you have? You could have le. Give me a bracha where you have le. Lehaniach tefillin, no. Lehisatei patzitzis. We have one more. Okay, lehadlik you go. Good. I was thinking about a different one. Yeah. There's another holiday. No, another good holiday one we could do. Okay, I was thinking close. You have the right holiday. You have the right holiday. That's a good one also. No. No. What else? Leishay basuka. It's le yeshay basuka. Right. To sit in basuka. But there are other brachos, my friends, where we don't do that. We say three words, which is, you said it before. What was it?
He said al.
Al. Al mitzvah stilin. Al. Bari priyates. Well, is also a good one, right? But what about the owls? What about owls? Alachus matzah. Yeah? So owls. So the question for you today is, when do you say le? When do you say al? And what do I do by mezuzah? No, it's a good question. So Rabbeinu Tam, so I've got three rules for you. There's three opinions about how you define it, divvy it up. So opinion number one is Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah? He says, brachos on mitzvos that continue after the initial performance. In other words, it's a continuation of a mitzvah, such as tefillin, you're continuing to perform the mitzvah, sitting in a sukkah, you're continuing to perform the mitzvah. They start with le. Le shev basukkah, le haniach tefillin. Okay, why al mitzvah tefillin? That's a separate question. But tefillin, come to my tefillin chaburas, that's a different issue. Okay, fine. On the other hand, brachos, which the mitzvah is completed after the initial performance, you make an al. A good example is al netilas yadayim. Is you wash your hands, the mitzvah's over. You dry your hands, that's it. You did the mitzvah.
Achilas matzah, I guess.
So I don't know. Achilas matzah. Now, I have a Mar Makom to answer all your questions later on. Hold it for now. I'm going to tell you if I don't know the answer, I don't know. That's a good point. But says the Rabbeinu Tam, anything which the mitzvah ends right away. He gives another example, shchita. You do the shchita, I don't know what brachah you make on shchita, I never shechta, what is it? Al mitzvah shchita, I guess. I'm not 100% sure, but you... I have never and will never shecht anything, but the mitzvah of shechita, I think, is an al also. So that makes sense, because you do the mitzvah of shechita as an act, And then that's it. So the mitzvah, anytime the mitzvah is a one-second thing or a one-time thing, you do it and it's over. It's al. So al nitivas luv. So I don't know. So al nitivas luv, I guess you continue to shake it. Maybe that's the thing. You continue to shake it. It's not just you take it and maybe you shake it. I'm not sure. Oh, no, it's opposite way. It's al, sorry. It's al nitivas luv. You decide. So it makes sense. You pick it up and you take it and that's it. Fine. Al nitivas matzah, I guess you eat it and then that's it. It doesn't continue. I mean, the matzah sits in your stomach for a very long time afterwards, but it's that's not part of the mitzvah. It's a one time mitzvah. No, alamichya. I hear that. So it's also different when you get into like brachos, which are like a hana, like for benefits. So there may be different. That's a good point.
Yeah, goes on the lighting only. So once you light it, that's it.
So no, but it should be the other way. Has to continue. So maybe you have to say when you light it, then the candles are still burning.
All right.
I don't know. It's very confusing. That's why I warned you. This is opinion number one. It gets more confusing. Don't worry. But you're with me. But there's only three opinions. That's all you have to know. Opinion number one, it depends on, Rabbeinu Tam will call it, is when, how long the mitzvah is. So let me ask you a question. Geniuses over here. What about mezuzah, according to Rabbeinu Tam?
It lasts as long as you're there.
Is it last as long as you're there or not? This is our whole chabur. As I told you, you drove me crazy the past few weeks. No, but is a mezuzah, when you put the mezuzah on the door, is he continuing or is it one-time mitzvah? Is it putting it up, fixing it, or is it the continuation? No?
Continuing.
I don't know. So says Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says mezuzah is a mitzvah that continues, and therefore it should be lichvoa mezuzah. You're with me? Opinion number one. Opinion number two. Now, by the way, just to make sure that you're not 100% correct over here. The Meiri comes over and says, no, according to Rabbeinu Tam and that opinion, mezuzah, you should make al kvias mezuzah for on the putting up the mezuzah. Why? Because mezuzah is not a continuing mitzvah, it's a one-time thing. So that he was working within the Rabbeinu Tam's framework, but he disagrees about how you view mezuzah. But simply put, Rabbeinu Tam says it should be likvoa mezuzah, and that's what some versions of Rabbeinu Tam himself actually says, because the mitzvah continues. Opinion number two is the Rivash, cited in the Rivash. He says the criteria, the framework is the mitzvah a mitzvah that a messenger, a shliach, can perform for you? Mitzvahs that can be formed by a shliach, it starts with al. So shchita is al mitzvahs shchita, because I obviously don't check my own meat. OU does it for us, and therefore everything is great. But he's being your shliach to check your thing. So it's al. On the other hand, mitzvahs that you... Okay, great question. Really? Ask away, it's fine.
Al tilas kelim.
Okay, but no, al tilas kelim, I could have you do it for me. So that's good. But I can't have someone do anatios yadayim for me. Yeah, no. What? But mitzvah alakos matzah. No, good question. On the other hand, mitzvahs that you yourself must perform, are alamid. That makes sense. Lahaniach tefillin. I can't have an emissary put on tefillin for me, and therefore that would be fine. Leishay basuka. I have to sit in the sukkah myself. I can't have a shliach do it for me. Okay.
If you have one arm, you know, if you only have one arm,
you can't have someone else put on the phone. I can't not come to shul and say, David's putting on tefillin today for himself. I'm done. You can't do that. It's a mitzvah on me.
What's the bracha for
Bris Mila? Bris Mila is al mitzvah Mila, no? I think so. It's al, like a messenger, do it. Perfect. Now, according to the Riva, what about mezuzah? Mezuzah, which can be done by a shliach, therefore should be al kvias mezuzah. Shita number two. Okay, you don't have to remember sheet number two as much. Not that the Riva is not important so much, but he doesn't make it so much in Tawach. Opinion number three is where really the Chabura goes awry. It's really all hell breaks loose. This is all, I give up. Yeah? You read a Rambam. It's very confusing. The Rambam says, there's completely different criteria to discuss it. I'll read you a halacha Rambam. Rambam says, Kol osa mitzvah. Anyone who does a mitzvah, whether it's an obligation, whether it's not an obligatory mitzvah, if you do it yourself, mevarach la'asos. You may say la'asos. Osa oso la'achirim. If you're doing the mitzvah for someone else, mevarach al asiyah. In other words, according to the Rambam, if you do a mitzvah for yourself, I don't care what type of mitzvah it is, it always is a le. If I'm doing the mitzvah for you, I don't care what type of mitzvah it is, it's always al. Kate said he gives a couple of examples. Lavash tefillin, mevarech lehaniach tefillin. Nisatif betzitzis, mevarech lehisatif betzitzis. Yeshiv besukkah, mevarech leshiv besukkah. V'chein hu, mevarech ladok ner shel Shabbos, v'ligmar salo. All these he's doing for himself. V'cheinim kova mezuzah lebeso. One second, if you kova mezuzah for beso, mevarech likvoa mezuzah. So your own house, you put up a mezuzah. What bracha do you make according to the Rambam? You're doing it for yourself. Likvoa mezuzah. Asamaka legago, you build a fence for your roof. You say Sheikh Sham Savitunu Laasos Maka. Here for Truma, you separate Truma for your Swatsma for yourself. Lehafresh. Mol es bino, you do a bris meal on your son. La mol es bino, you say the bracha. Shachat pischo, you shechtin on Pesach, you say lishchot. Avo imkova mezuzola acherim. But if I'm putting up a mezuzah for my friend, mevarech al kvias mezuzah, etc., etc. I put up a makkah for my friend, a fence. I say al asias makkah. So my friends, I hope I've majorly confused you. According to the Rambam, he also is fine with Rabbeinu Tam. If you put up a mezuzah on your own house, what bracha should you make? Likvoa mezuzah. The confusion stems from, well, what happens if I put up the mezuzah on my friend's house? Let's leave out shita number two, but let's just compare shita number one and shita number three. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's all based on the nature of the mitzvah. If you tell me mezuzah is a mitzvah which lasts forever, as long as it's on the house, so you should say, leh. Kvoa mezuzah, whether I put it on my house or my friend's house. The distinction is not whose house. The distinguishing factor is the length of the mitzvah. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, if I put up a mezuzah on your house, likvoa. According to Rambam, the whole distinction is my house versus his house. So if I put up a mezuzah on your house, what bracha do I make? Al kvias mezuzah. So the psak should be, we should have to call the mezuzah doctor. When he puts up mezuzahs on everyone's house, what bracha does he make? If he follows Rabbeinu Tam, he makes likboa. If he follows the Rambam, he says al kvias mezuzah. Let me read to you what the Sefer HaPardes from the 15th century says. And then we'll read Shulchan Aruch. He quotes the Rajbo, who says, She'ein lecha shum klal ba'olam mizeh. There are no rules when it comes to this halacha. B'zeh inin. She'ein kama pikpukim v'kama kushas. Each of these reasons has many questions, as you all elaborated and attacked me with. V'ein echon men ole kahogen. None of these answers are very good. Hilkach. Ain't one who trolak with Dr. Kakarquam. Why are you giving a shiur Sunday morning about this stupid topic? He says. El abrocha shetiknu on Rabboseinu. Whatever the rabbi is said to do, ba'al mevarchim ba'al. If it's al, it's al. Umevabrocha shetiknu lanu belamid. Ain't mevarchim al belamid. He says basically, don't think at all for this topic. You take an art scroll sitter, you look at the art scroll sitter, whatever the art scroll sitter says to do, you do. That's great if you're not the author of the art scroll sitter. But if you're authoring the art scroll sitter, or you want to be a rav, you want to paskin for people what the bracha is, how in the world are you supposed to know what to do? The answer is to look at Shulchan Aruch. Do we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, or do we paskin like the Rambam? Now, let me whet your appetite over here. How can Shulchan Aruch tell us the answer? He can only tell us the answer if he tells you what bracha you make on your friend's house. Because if the Shulchan Aruch just says, on your own house, you make a likvoa mezuzah, that's great. That tells you about your own house, but it tells you nothing about your friend's house. You still have the same machlokas. Do I make likvoa or do I make al on my friend's house?
I can tell you why you should make likvoa.
Okay, why?
Well, Yisrael Ravens, El Azeh, it's like your house.
So the Rambam says, no way. Rambam says it's Rambam says expressly, Avlim Kova Mezuzal Acher Mavarak Al Kriyas Mezuzah. You don't want me living in your house, okay? Dr. Levinson just offered everyone to watch the Super Bowl at his house tonight. Party. I don't know if Rebbetzin Levinson is going to be so happy with this, but everyone's going to now attack your house. No, my house is my house. I don't want you all sleeping in my house. Sorry. I love you all, but no one is invited tonight to sleep at my house. Yeah, I know. My house is my house. Your house is your house. Yeah, you have people over and then they leave. That's the best part. And so everyone's house is unique, says the Rambam. If it's of someone else's house, it's al kviyas mezuzah. If according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's likba. So read a Shulchan Aruch.
Does he need permission to put it up?
No, but let's assume it's permission. With permission. I paid a handsome dollar to the mezuzah doctor, but what bracha does he make? Ba l'kova, okay, blah, blah, blah. He says Shulchan Aruch. On your own house, you say the bracha of likvoa mezuzah. Now, he doesn't really talk about my house or anyone else's house, so I don't know about someone else's house. It's unclear what you make on someone else's house. So from Shulchan Aruch, you are left with a problem. Who do we passing like? Is he passing like Rabbeinu Tam, and your house makes likvoa because it's an mitzvah which continues, or is he passing like the Rambam that you make a likbala because it's your house? But what about my friend's house? To this we have no answer. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, the Shraga Meir, the Shevet Alevi, and the Minchas Yitzchak, they all, as well as many others, say when you put on the mezuzah on your friend's house, you don't make any changes. You just say likbala mezuzah. Shulchan Aruch didn't make any changes. No changes. I don't know who says that there's a change. So Rambam said, but Rambam's, there's no express Shulchan Aruch. By default, you would have made likbala. You want to switch and do something weird? You need a source to do that. Shulchan Aruch doesn't cite that source. On the other hand, the Sefer Kviyas Mezuzah Kilchasa, which is a contemporary Sefer, takes for granted that many Achronim say that you switch, and when you do on your friend's house, you say, Al Kviyas Mezuzah. This is the Oz Nidbru as well, and therefore he just takes for granted, of course, when you're doing it on someone else's house, you do Al Kviyas Mezuzah like the Rambam. Now, how do I know? I have, this is my own, Ephraim's own point, so take it or leave it. There is a little dot line, there's a little letter in the top of the Shulchan Aruch. This was written by the Ber Hagola. I always thought for years the Ber Hagola was like some contemporary sefer who wrote it when they printed the Shulchan Aruch. It's not true. It was 300 years ago and was related to the Gra. I think it was even the Vilna Gaon's ancestor, I believe. And so he writes the source of every Shulchan Aruch, and usually in a word or two. So I think we could cheat. If you look at the Ber Hagola on the Shulchan Aruch, is he quoting Rabbeinu Tam or is he quoting the Rambam? If he's quoting Rabbeinu Tam, then when you put up on someone else's house, you should say likbala. If he's quoting the Rambam, you should say al. I'll read to you. On the words of this halacha, he quotes, Lashon Atur, then Beis, he says, Harif v'arambam b'ilchus tefillin, v'kasev shekodem shekvenem mevarach tchila v'enavah. Fine, so then the gimel is likbala. Sorry, likbala, on the word likbala, he says, yeah. He quotes the Rif Rambam. He's saying the Rambam. So he doesn't quote anything about Rabbeinu Tam. So I would say perhaps the Ber Hagola is saying that we pass on the Rambam, which would mean that if you do on your friend's house, it's al kviyas mezuzah. The upshot in the Chabur is I have not a clue what the minhag olam is, what to do when you put it up on someone else's house. You really should call the mezuzah doctor and maybe as a Kabbalah for this. What does article say? Does article distinguish between your house and someone else's house? Check. I mean, article. Let's see what article says. Check in the brachas. Because there's all the brachas. I wonder if they say when you go to someone else's house, you do it. Because I think the default, I would have thought, would be with kavoa. Because don't change anything. But I don't know. The Rambam is quoted by the Ber Hagola. If Shulchan Aruch is following him, then maybe he should say, I'll kvias mizuz. I bet your art school doesn't distinguish. That's what I bet you.
If you don't distinguish, then
it's likbala. And I bet you that's what... If I had to bet, if I put down money on it, I would bet you the mezuzah doctor says likbala. He doesn't change it. That's what I would bet. But I don't know. I'd rather bet on that than the Super Bowl. But let's see. You know, we have an art school of a mezuzah. Anyone there?
No,
just likbala. Just likbala, yeah? What does the English say before that, though? What does the English say?
Of Nei Kviyas
Hamizunim of Rice. That's a Shulchan Aruch. It's a neutral. So I think.
It's usually between
Yeah, so I don't know. So I would tell you the upshot is, unless you hear a psak otherwise, I think if you're doing it on your friend's house, you put lukboa. Lukboa. I think you stick lukboa. But if you say al kvias mezuzah on someone else, then you're for sure fine.
Your friend's house and your friend is with you.
I don't think it makes a difference because you're the one who's doing the maisa. You're the one who's doing the act. Right. So you should make the bracha, and therefore, according to many, and therefore, if you're going to make it, so then I think you should make lukboa, though, to be consistent. But if you make al kvias mezuzah, you didn't do anything wrong.
It also sets the same thing up.